Pope St. Gregory the Great has a wonderful way to describe our interaction with the Good Shepherd. He describes how initially we engage with the Good Shepherd, recognizing how he is protecting us. And then we begin to listen to the voice of the Good Shepherd, and ultimately we're called to action, to act with the Good Shepherd, and to recognize that our life on this earth is all about acting with him and following his example. An example of what this is a little bit like is my own experience interacting with my parents. I remember as a young child interacting with my parents and being grateful to them because they were guardians and protectors. They provided me the essentials of life as a child: shelter, food, a dog, all the things you need. Over time, though, I matured and got older, and then I would begin to listen to them, and they would try to teach me things and make me understand their annoying practicality. They would be telling me things like, eat the healthy food. If you do your homework, you're going to do better in school and you'll enjoy it more. If you are active, you'll have more fun than if you stay inside the house. All these things made sense, but at first, you hear it, you try to follow it, you do okay with it, but it's not fully part of you. Well, I went on and I listened to many of those things. But after I finished that sort of listening phase, I had my own experience of action with it, in that I got married, we had our own children. And now something interesting happened. I found myself saying the same things that my parents were saying to me. I remember the moment when one of my children said, I'm hungry, can I have a cookie? And like I was my father, I said, you know, if you're really hungry, an apple will do just as well. And I remember the moment I walked into the room and I saw my children sitting on the couch, and my father's voice came out of me saying, the sun is shining, why are you watching the TV? All of a sudden, we go through this process where now we're acting. And now I remember sitting down with my parents and having a number of conversations and saying, did we do that when we were kids? And they'd say, oh yes, you did that, this is what we did. And now the relationship had grown. We had matured past this point of distance, and now we were sharing in action. And there's a kind of intimacy that you develop when now you have this common understanding. Well, what Pope St. Gregory is talking about and what the Church is calling for us to do is have a similar progression in our relationship with Jesus. As Father Jerry was telling us in the back of the church as we begin today, it's so helpful on Good Shepherd Sunday to remember how Jesus protects us. He's there for us. He's sustaining us, even when we're entirely unaware of it. There are spiritual forces that we're unaware of, and Jesus is always working to protect us. But he wants us to be more aware of that action. And then he calls us to listen to him. We benefit so much from being present here at Mass and hearing the words of Scripture. And we should be listening to Jesus in every venue, in every place that we can, providing ourselves opportunities to hear that voice and listen to it. Of course, when we do this, our listening to Jesus will often have a feeling similar to what it was like when we would listen to our parents. We're hearing the words, we understand what he's saying, but it's not entirely taking hold yet. There's another step that we're called to go to that helps us go even deeper in that relationship with the Good Shepherd, and that is action. Finding ways in which we, in some way or another, integrate the action that we take in our lives and seeing it as something where we are imitating the work of Jesus. We are ourselves acting as a Good Shepherd. Certainly, parenthood is a place where we can do that, but also the church provides us opportunities for service that help us understand what we're doing is not just about the particular actions that we're taking and the accomplishments that we'll be making happen, but rather the internal transformation that happens within us when we start to say, Jesus, I want to do the work that you do in a different setting. And it makes sense for us to take time in prayer to say to Jesus the same kind of things that I remember saying to my parents about what it was like to be a parent, to say the same thing to him about the challenges that we face. Jesus, did you encounter this ministry when you were dealing with people? When we're working in the church and we find a challenge? The response to the challenge is not to become upset, but rather to engage the challenge and to say, Jesus, what are you calling us to do or calling me to do in this particular situation? And this is a particularly helpful way of changing our interaction with the church. Sometimes when we deal with the church, we tend to think of ourselves like customers. I'm going to come to Mass, I'm going to come to church, and I'm going to hopefully receive a great bit of music, which we usually do, thank you so much, a tolerable sermon, a good celebration of the Mass. All these things are, it's fine. But what's supposed to happen is we're not here to be customers, but rather to be participants in the work of Jesus, to be helpers of Father, to be people who engage in the life of the church, seeking that inner transformation. So as we go forward, one of the things I would encourage everyone to do is to think about what's coming up in the life of the church, not as a thing that's happening to us, but a thing that we're participating in, whether it's the work of the partners of the gospel that we're hearing about, or the labors of day-to-day life in the parish. How can we engage more actively? And also, in our prayer life, to ask Jesus for help that we too may become like him, that we too may receive the grace he intends for us, and yes, be protected by him, yes, listen to him, but ultimately join him in action as the Good Shepherd.